What up, everyone? This is the Twice Over Film Club, and I'm your host, Faraz. Today, we're previewing Whiplash from 2014, and as always, our preview episodes do not contain spoilers. Our full episode will be out next week. If you're trying to watch this film, it is streaming on Stars. Otherwise, you can rent it on all the major video-on-demand services. Remember to follow us at The Twice Over on all the socials to keep up with us and our watch list, and check out thetwiceover.com to see how we rated the movies we're watching and see what your tally is based on your preferences. All right, on to the preview.
Hi, Farhan. What's up, guys?
Hi, what's going on, man?
What's up? You're watching Whiplash for the first time, right?
No,
Faraz is, yeah. This is my, third time watching this movie.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so I'm the one who technically selected this movie because for that reason, it's been on my list for, I don't know, 5-6 years and never got around to it. None of you guys picked it, so I decided to add it to the list. Cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what the hype was, and maybe perhaps you guys can do a good job of explaining what the hype was or why it's so well regarded.
Maybe.
Sure. I guess that's alluding to saying that I was underwhelmed based on the hype I've heard of it.
Yeah, for sure. I watched this movie, I think when it first came out, I watched this movie. It might have been in theaters, I don't remember, but when I watched it this time, I was very underwhelmed as well.
Okay, but how about you?
Watching with the critical lens, I was underwhelmed.
Mm. Mm. Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, there was just a lot of stuff that I thought they did really well at first, and then I watched it this time, I'm like, oh, actually, it wasn't really even that.
Okay.
Like, it's a good movie.
So one thing this movie has going for it is the insane pace, right? The fast editing, the insane pace. Do you think that might have disguised some of the, errors in your mind watching the first or two times, second time?
So describe what you mean by the insane pace.
I would say a lot of cuts, a lot of edits.
The rhythm of the movie, right, with the music. It's just fast tempo.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the issues that I had was the pacing. Because in a movie that's as meant to be as suspenseful as this one is, the pace is like very slow at times, and then it's just like, you know, quick fire. And so the effect of a lot of stuff is lost because they didn't spend enough time building it up, or, you know, they spend so much time doing, you know, some scene that I like. The scenes that I loved were the ones that were very long and the longer takes, but there was just too much stuff done in quickfire that I just didn't think it really belonged with the
rest of the movie. Okay, yeah.
With the nature of the movie, yeah.
Okay, I think we should step back. We're talking about Whiplash, 2014 film.
Shit,
sorry. No, it's all good. I'm the one who kind of like got into it too early. Anyway, it's about a young drummer who's like determined, like aspiring towards his dream of being one of the greats. And he's in a very competitive music school. He's trying to get in to this class that's being taught by a very well-respected, I guess, in the community, composer, teacher. And this teacher also happens to be very, very cutthroat, very abusive, straight up. But in any case, that's the setup for the movie. Demanding, yeah, for sure. J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller are the two main characters you're probably for 90-95% of the movie. And I don't know if I know J.K. Simmons from like Oz, the HBO show, like back in the day. And then the Farmers commercials. Like, I don't know any other like role he's been in that was like significant.
Do you remember him being...
He doesn't have significant roles.
Yeah, he doesn't. He played that newspaper editor
in Spider-Man.
After Reading. Okay.
Yeah, he's a Spider-Man. He was in Burn After Reading. Remember Burn After Reading?
I don't remember him in there. What does he play?
He's like the head of CIA or something like that. And he's always this character who... he's in La La Land too. He plays the same exact just kind of character always. This is a pretty big... I think this is kind of a changeup for him to be taking this big of a role. Obviously, maybe he has done it before and we just don't know.
I mean, but he was definitely a bright spot in terms of his performance, for sure.
Yeah,
100%. And then Miles Teller, I'm not familiar with him in anything, I don't think.
Really?
What have I seen with him in it? Let's see, he was in Spectacular Now, Fantastic Four, Insurgent. Yeah, I don't know any of these movies, man.
No, he was in a Driver. What was the driving movie? He was in...
Was he? No, that was a different
Baby Driver?
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, him. That was someone else, Baby Driver. But it looks similar. I can see it. Yeah, I don't think I know him from anything else, guys.
Yeah. But this, yeah, obviously, this is the best movie I think that both of them have done in as big of a role. Like, this is what they're probably known for, both of those.
Yeah, so, no, most definitely. It's also the movie itself was very well regarded critically. It was nominated for 5 different awards at the Academy Awards. It won 3 of them. Best Achievement in Sound Mixing, Best Achievement in Film Editing, and Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role, which was J.K. Simmons. The nomination was Best Picture of the Year and Best Writing Adapted Screenplay. Now, the story behind this movie is that it was initially a short. It's directed by, should mention that, it's directed by Damien Chazelle. And
Who also directed
La La Land.
Yes.
So he's clearly a jazz aficionado, or at least a big fan of it. But yeah, he made a short initially, but then the short was so well received at Sundance that it got basically the funding to be a full-blown production. And it was apparently a very quick turnaround to film this.
Really? I didn't know that.
Who were the actors in the short? Were they any of the same ones that we saw in this movie?
Oh, I don't know. It was a year before. J.K. Simmons was in the short, but okay. Neiman was played by a different character or actor, Johnny Simmons. Is that J.K. Simmons' son?
maybe. I wonder if it is.
But maybe like some of the other people, like the other band players, musicians in the movie, they may have been the same here and there, but I'm not going to go through one by one. In any case, J.K. Simmons was in the short, but not in the... Or he was in the short and the full production, but not Miles Teller, who plays Andrew Neiman.
So this is you mentioned jazz. So he's a jazz drummer. I don't know if you talk about that.
Yeah.
Going to learn jazz drumming or to be, one of the greats in terms of jazz drumming. And for most of the people who do not know, jazz music is the pinnacle of technique and ability in all of music. But outside of probably, I don't know, maybe classical. But the thing is that jazz, people think of it as being very improvisational. It's like, oh, you just go with the, you just go with the flow. But actually, every single thing is rooted in fundamentals, and timing is more important than jazz than it is in any kind of music. Like, you have to be dead on. So
I think I got that gist from Fletcher.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy was making a huge deal of being either on pace or behind pace or a little ahead of pace. He was like, I thought he was making it up. It seemed like he was making it up. I don't know. We'll get into that.
I mean, to our ears, it might be like making it up because we don't hear the difference. But
right.
To like a trained ear, and it's different.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to speak for the music and say, oh, this is all accurate. I bet a lot of it wasn't. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I think that adds a lot to if this was any other kind of music, I think that it wouldn't be as impactful. Yeah. But because it is jazz, it makes it a little bit more realistic because jazz is like that, especially for drumming.
Mm.
Especially for drumming. You know, like rock and roll drumming, whatever, metal, whatever other kind of drumming that there is. Jazz drums is the pinnacle. And so I think it's a good insight into the work ethic that is required to be a good jazz musician and some of the blood, sweat, and tears literally that goes into it that's behind the scenes, you know?
I'm sure some of the music was probably well thought out because Damien Chazelle himself was a musician when he was younger.
Yeah, I haven't seen this recently, but I think I remember reading that some of the stuff was kind of autobiographical.
Is there a real Schaefer Conservatory? Was in music
school or something?
No, it's fictional.
Yeah, it could be just based off like a real one.
Maybe it's supposed to be Juilliard or something, you know? Yeah, it is. Setting which is based off of Juilliard. Oh, okay. So.
It's a good movie. It's enjoyable. I think if you're into music, you might be even more enamored by how good it might be because there's a lot of little details that I'm sure I missed that went over my head because of my lack of knowledge of jazz music, drumming, etc. Right? I think for a music lover, this might be a really good movie. For a general audience, I think it's still a good movie and worth watching.
Oh, for sure. I have it rated pretty high. And I don't know a thing about music.
Even if you don't like music, I think outside of all the music and all the jazz stuff, you know, it's a good movie. I don't think that this is a great movie anymore. Mm. I once would have thought it, and honestly, I was split between recommending this or La La Land, and I'm glad I chose La La Land. But
really, on your rewatches, you like La La Land more?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think that there was just so much more. There was a lot more difficulty in filming La La Land than there was this movie.
Oh, I see what you. There's more complexity in La La Land than there is in this.
Yeah, 100%. And even in just terms of the quality, like the acting.
Yeah.
You know, Miles Teller is great in some moments, and other moments it's just like it's just passing the time.
Yeah, I mean that you can attribute that to just, you know, big budget, low budget. You know, yeah. The capacity that they have.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
All right, so I think we should just go ahead and tell the audience our scores. All right, for narrative, guys, I gave it an 80.
I gave it an 85.
80.
All right, writing, I gave it a 75.
I gave it an 80.
80.
For acting, I gave it a 90.
I gave it an 85.
85.
For themes, I gave it a 95.
Wow. I went with a 70.
80.
For aesthetics, I gave it an 80.
I gave it a 90.
80.
Okay, I can kind of understand some of your guys's reaction to my theme score, and I see I'm 100% sure where your aesthetic score is coming from, Fahad. Uh-huh. And probably me and Farhan are not weighing the sound mixing or the music as heavily.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. We're actually really close as far as our overall scores. I give it an 83. Yeah. Farhan 82. Fahad 81. So
there you go.
It's all good. But you can see, like, in our different categories, like, what we preferred the most. Like, I preferred acting and themes. Farhan, looks like you mainly gave acting the highest score, but everything is very close at 80, 85. And Fahad really liked the aesthetics as well as the acting.
Yeah, and the narrative, I gave it also a high, pretty high
score.
And
the narrative as well.
Thanks for listening to this production of The Twice Over. If you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and sharing it with a friend. Want to see what your tally is? Check out thetwiceover.com. All the movies we've done are listed there, as well as what we're watching for the current week. Follow us at The Twice Over on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where you can leave us any suggestions, feedback, or comments. And if you're about it, you can also support us on Patreon. The music you hear on this podcast is from Amerigo Gazaway. You can find his work on Bandcamp and Spotify.